Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man,
some of you have revisionist history. Some of you are not believing what happened earlier this season should have any bearing on what decisions are going to be made moving forward. Falcons win yesterday, 26-19. Mike, tell them, we don't apologize for a win.
No, man, I'd rather watch my home team, my favorite team, the team I've invested in, win games. Problem is, you lost too many games early in the year, so this game don't mean as much. So folks are putting a lot of stock into it. It's a very bad Cardinals team that's 3-12, decimated with injuries, and then the decimation continued in the first half as guys were just walking off the field left and right. But it was great to see us handle the win. The problem was we made it more interesting than it should have been. We missed an extra point because special teams just, you know the Falcons. We're rolling. Bijan's on a tear. Special team says, hey! Hold my beer. So that happened. And then we consult the game away, and we can't get the fourth down. And then we need C.J. Henderson, who, by the way, hats off. We didn't mention this earlier. Hats off to C.J. Henderson.
Doubt, no doubt.
This guy, you know, he was drafted ahead of A.J. Terrell. Carl, he's been up and down with injuries. He's been bouncing around on and off the practice squad. He stays in the game. He gets a big play, and he comes up with a turnover. So that's a guy trying to keep that dream alive in the NFL. Good job.
No doubt. Look, there were some performances that need to be commended from yesterday. We improved to 6-9 on the season. We got the Rams on Monday Night Football. It's a week from today, so we will not play, obviously, this upcoming Sunday, but Monday night next week. But here's the issue. That's all good. Kyle Pitts, good. Bijan, good. But Mike, have you changed your mind as to where this thing needs to go? Because some Falcon fans have. And we're going to open up the phone lines coming up here to get your phone calls in. We want to hear from you on a Falcon Monday at 404-726-0929. I believe some people say, why does the offense look different? It's Kirk Cousins. And therefore, they believe that there is no reason not to bring Cousins back. Restructure, do whatever you have to do. This thing has looked a lot better. He's got three road wins, guys.
Right. And Kirk Cousins can also be under center, which, whether anybody wants to admit it or not, when you're under center and use play action, it freezes and it gets you that time, whether it's a corner, a safety, a linebacker, that one little half a count, and it creates space for your receivers. Hats off to Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts played physical, made tough – I said to Carl earlier, air quotes, NFL catches. You know, the tough catcher, you know you're going to get hit, right? Pitts played with physicality. Fantastic! Where has that been? Where has that been consistently? But he's doing it now. Okay, Drake London gave it a go. Drake, he tried to play. He wasn't 100%. A lot of targets. He dropped some balls he doesn't normally drop. He got hit. Bijan actually ran him over, not intentionally, but he was on a run play on the right side. So I don't know if Drake made things worse for himself, but he gave it a go. But basically, we used Bijan Robinson, Drake, and Pitts. Eventually, you know, Mooney, some of the other guys got some action. But it's a winning formula.
It is.
And Bijan, in front of the home crowd, Carl, he's the most dynamic player right now. He's more Saquon than Saquon. You know, and that's why this team has got too much talent to be looking at the playoffs and not in it.
The Pitt situation is interesting because if you're going to pay him, and don't know if they will, I wouldn't, you're paying him for the last four games where he's produced 31 catches and almost 400 yards and four touchdowns. You're saying this sample space over the last 4 to 5 weeks is the reason to keep Pitts. It's the reason why we shouldn't give up on a 25-year-old tight end that we selected very high in the draft, Mike, and it may have taken him this time to finally come around. But there are a lot of Falcon fans saying, all right, Dukes, wait a minute. What if he's got 5, 6, 7, 8 years left that are going to be in his prime and he's going to be one of the most dynamic tight ends in the league? You're willing to give up on that. Is this enough for you to just say, I'm willing to give him $17, $18, $20 million a year? Are you willing to? Because that's what we're talking about. And if you franchise tag him, again, with the new cap number, we don't know what that's going to be. It's going up, guys. The NFL's, you know, making money hand over foot. You are going to be paying him top dollar.
See, that's the thing. And how much time, you know, we say it all the time. We spend more time on it. We said it to Kyle. We spend more time talking about you than anybody else. Are you going to get fat cat syndrome, or now you've unlocked it? You figured it out. The light's going on, and this is what we're going to get. And you are going to be the physical freak, the guy we thought we got with the fourth overall pick. You know, he's up to five. That's his career high, by the way, 5 touchdowns.
Yep.
And as great as it is, and the great run he's on is fantastic. He was drafted fourth overall to be 8 to 10 to 12 touchdowns, to be that guy. Trey McBride, by the way, before I forget, hats off to defense. They shut him down. Couldn't get anything going, and Pitts was the best tight end on the field. But is he going to be that guy? And if you split the difference and you franchise tag him, he's going to get in his bag? Is he going to deliver the goods?
That's a great question.
I don't know.
It is. And that number, by the way, whatever it is, it's the average of the top five guys at your position, is guaranteed. All of it. 404-726-0929. Where are you at on these Falcons? And has any of this over the last few weeks changed your opinion? The play of Kirk Cousins, the play of Pitts, what you've seen with this team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Are you saying, wait a minute, Dukes and Bell, guys, why are we going to change this? Oh, maybe we need to stay the course. Mike, maybe Rod does need another year. Maybe Zach Robinson has shown over the last few weeks that this isn't as bad as we think it is. Maybe this is not a time for change.
All right. What happened in the games where you didn't have enough guys on the field? I'll start with the defense.
Okay.
And you had too many guys and you had not enough guys. Then you had, you know, the scheme with Penix, which doesn't – he looks like a fish out of water running that play action. It doesn't look good. So, yes, Zach has played, and as the offense has functioned better with Kirk Cousins. No blank Sherlock. Our second-year offensive coordinator is better with a 14-year veteran as quarterback under center. Let's take it back. I said this to Carl. For all you guys with selective amnesia, Why didn't Penix start the preseason? Raheem Morris and offensive coordinator. Why didn't the offensive coordinator experiment with being on the sideline until we get humiliated in Carolina? And then he's down on the sideline. You know, then we can get into the play action. We can get into the fourth down plays. We can get into all the things which we should be doing, which we don't do it consistently. Then every analyst who says we're too predictable. Maybe we're less predictable now because he can do more on his plate with this quarter. Maybe we drafted the wrong quarterback in Michael Penix Jr. That's not on Zach. That's on the general manager. But getting back to your initial question, I still don't know. Like everything else with this team, nothing is carved in stone. You can say it's his fault. It's that fault. Guys have dropped passes. Guys have missed blocking assignments. You can't put that on Zach. Zach has shown a lot of creativity. I thought he was doing a hell of a job yesterday until all of a sudden we run up the gut twice. Then we had that stupid play where, who is it? Was Warner in motion?
Yeah.
And he nearly takes out Kirk Cousins.
Fumble! Get on it!
I mean, just when you think Zach is getting it right, we do that stuff. You shouldn't have had to sweat a one-possession game against a team that bad.
I agree. Now, let me ask you about Zach Robinson. Because of all the things you just said, and he has dealt with two different quarterbacks who do two different things, here's what we now know that we didn't know at the beginning of the season. We all thought that they were able to do whatever they were going to be presented with. Be on the center, shotgun, pistol, doesn't matter. They're both going to be good. Not true. What we now know is that Penix was more comfortable in the pistol, right, Mike? And this is why we ran it. And Kirk now, who's 100%, obviously, can do all these different things. And so they're running a different style because you can add more to the playbook. Is that on Zach Robinson? For those of you who want him gone, that's been his challenge. Is that his fault? Or was this, you know what? I know what this guy needs and what he wants, and I'm going to do that. Even though I know it hampers us. We didn't know that at the beginning of the season, and then things played out the way they did. Guy gets injured, Mike, now you insert the old guy, and they're doing more stuff with the old guy that they couldn't do with the new guy. Is that Zach's fault?
Well, I think he didn't help Michael Penix Jr. with the nature of the predictability of the offense, but that's also the chicken and the egg. Guys, I know we got a lot of Penix Jr. fans, and we still don't know what he is, and I'm not ready to throw him out with the bathwater, but we're going to be going into year three, and he may come in, I don't know, we have no idea if it's week three, week four, when he finally gets back on the field. So it's a really difficult situation, but I think Zach could be better at his job. I think the players could be better at theirs, but I still have a hard time wrapping my head around how we approach the offense. When I hear analysts from around the country, like Kurt Warner, whether you like Dan Orlovsky or not, Drew Brees talked about it, we just look better with a quarterback under center. So why weren't there tough love decisions? Say, Michael Penix Jr., you got to be under center. You have to function under center more. That's the only way this is going to work. Why wasn't that happening?
Are you saying they placated to his needs?
I don't know. I wonder why. We all know we did the stupidest thing in the history of the world, but did the general manager realize when you drafted this guy, your coach is going to hire a coordinator who might not know how to work with him? Okay? Because that's true, too. Maybe Zach Robinson, as a first-year offensive coordinator, was not the right guy. Maybe Raheem Morris should have hired veteran coordinators when he got his second chance at being a head coach.
You see what we did here? Have you seen what we just did? We have congratulated the Falcons on a wonderful win against the Cardinals, 26-19. But at the same time, we have told you the truth, the other side of the story. And now we want to hear from you, 404-726-0929. Because all these things, as we like to say nowadays, right? Two things can be true at the same time. That is what we're talking about.
Hey, the defense, great job by Brandon Dorlus. We've got some young fire breathers on defense.
We do.
We got two dynamic superstars, and not counting Pitts, who may or may be here. We've got some really good things happening. So the question is, and this is what I've been getting asked a lot on the text line, and we can talk about this tomorrow, is Arthur Blank going to stay the course, or is he going to blow it up? Because I honestly, Carl, I've been doing this since 98 here in Atlanta. I have no idea what Arthur Blank's going to do this offseason. You have a feeling?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I wish I did, but I don't. And it's not because of what I don't think he knows what he needs to do, but knowing what you need to do and then doing it are two different things. You can tell me all you want what you need to do. Do you do it? And what convinces you that you need to do it? Bijan Robinson, by the way, third Falcons player in franchise history to reach 2,000 scrimmage yards. First time since 98, speaking of Mike's 98, Jamal Anderson. He's special. He gives me so much hope for the future. He's young. He is a vibrant personality. But more importantly, he's a hell of a football player. And for everybody that was against this, I hope you've turned the page. I hope you see what he is and what he means to this team. And by the way, I don't care who's coaching, and this is no disrespect to this staff. Everybody around the league knows this. Anybody that comes in here, Mike, knows what Bijan is. Things aren't changing on that front, okay?
Right, man. He needs about 75 yards and change, or a little bit less, to pass William Andrews, to your point, for all-time yards from scrimmage as a Falcon.
All right. Phone lines are open. Day-Day's out today. Big O, we got some phone calls. We want to hear from you, man.
All right.
All right, we're going to run through as many as we possibly can. We have 2 weeks left in this season. There is still a lot to be played for with this team. And I got to tell you, this Rams game to me is just big.
Right. Now, what happens if the Rams come in here and stomp our guts out?
Because I think that's going to change a lot of people's mind who all of a sudden now on this side, Mike, over here saying, well, it's not as bad as I thought it was. Maybe we should stay the course.
Can Zach give me some imaginative play calling, do some of the things Seattle did in that last game against the Rams? How about that?
Your phone calls next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.